Welcome to Shibe Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Dom DiMaggio. Batting second. The right fielder, Lou Finney. Batting third. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Joe Cronin. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Jim Tabor. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bobby Doerr. Batting eighth. The catcher, Johnny Peacock. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lefty Grove. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Lefty Grove. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Al Brancato. Batting second. The right fielder, D. Miles. Batting third. The second baseman, Benny McCoy. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dick Siebert. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Sam Chapman. Batting seventh. The catcher, Frankie Hayes. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Pete Suter. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Chubby Dean. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Chubby Dean. And now, play ball. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Suter fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dean fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Finney moves to second. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dean fields it and throws to first for the out. Finney moves to third. Williams moves to second. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox takes first base on ball four. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Tabor reaches second base with a double. Finney scores. Williams scores. Fox goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Brancato is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brancato hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Doerr reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miles hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Peacock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peacock hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Hayes fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McCoy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 0-for-1 in the game. DiMaggio hits a ball on the ground towards first. Siebert scoops it up and throws to first, with Dean covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert hits a fly ball into right field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is called out on strikes. Two outs. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Finney hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0-for-1 in the game. Cronin takes first base on ball 4. Finney moves to second. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Suter fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter hits a line drive towards short. Cronin reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chubby Dean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dean hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Tabor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Brancato is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brancato is 0-for-1 in the game. Brancato hits a fly ball into right field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Tabor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brancato scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0-for-1 in the game. Doerr hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brancato scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Peacock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peacock is 0-for-1 in the game. Peacock hits a pop-up towards third. Suter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miles is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Miles hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Doerr reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy is 0-for-1 in the game. McCoy hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tabor fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 0 for 1 in the game. Grove strikes out. 1 out. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 0 for 2 in the game. DiMaggio hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McCoy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0 for 1 in the game. Siebert hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams, who is chasing the ball. Siebert reaches third base with a triple. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 1 in the game. Chapman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Siebert scores. It's 3-1, Red Sox. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 1 in the game. Hayes strikes out. 1 out. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0 for 1 in the game. Suter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chapman moves to second. Chubby Dean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Chapman moves to third. Chubby Dean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dean is 0 for 1 in the game. Dean hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Chapman scores. 2 outs. It's 3-2, Red Sox. Al Brancato is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brancato is 0 for 2 in the game. Brancato hits a pop-up towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Athletics 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McCoy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Cronin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Suter fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dean fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miles is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Miles hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy is 0 for 2 in the game. McCoy bunts towards first. Fox scoops it up and throws to first, with Doerr covering, for the out. Miles moves to second. 1 out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tabor fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Miles moves to third. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Johnson. The throw from Peacock and he is out, Cronin applying the tag. Two outs. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Athletics 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Tabor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brancato scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0-for-2 in the game. Doerr hits a fly ball into right field. Miles settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Peacock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peacock is 0-for-2 in the game. Peacock hits a ball on the ground towards first. Siebert scoops it up and throws to first, with Dean covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Chapman hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-2 in the game. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tabor fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Suter hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chubby Dean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dean is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Dean hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Athletics 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 0-for-2 in the game. Grove hits a fly ball into right field. Miles settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 0-for-3 in the game. DiMaggio takes first base on ball 4. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Finney hits a pop-up towards short. Brancato settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-2, Red Sox. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Cronin takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Suter fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Brancato is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brancato is 0-for-3 in the game. Brancato hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miles is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Miles hits a fly ball into right field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy is 0 for 2 in the game. McCoy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Johnson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Doerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Athletics 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Tabor hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McCoy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0 for 3 in the game. Doerr hits a ball on the ground towards third. Suter fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Peacock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peacock is 0 for 3 in the game. Peacock hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 0 for 3 in the game. Grove strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Siebert for the out. One out. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Chapman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 3 in the game. Hayes hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Suter hits a fly ball into right field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 5, and Philadelphia Athletics, 2. Goodbye from Shive Park in Philadelphia.